Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Wednesday, June the 19th, 2024. And I have a guest on. In a moment, I introduce her, but I want to remind everybody that on the 20th tomorrow night, 21st, 22nd, I got to look it up, shortest day or the longest day. Longest always June the 21st. It's the summer or the winter solstice that is a shorter period of time between about 20 and 22nd. But June the 21st, they're going to be doing human sacrifices all over the world. And Jay Parker talks about it on YouTube. Look him up. He was raised in a satanic family, and he witnessed Bibi Netanyahu and Biden, Joe Biden, your so-called president, commit a human sacrifice in Delaware. It's on ley lines. Now, Professor Joe and I have talked about it. Go back to Radio Bar 3 and start looking at what we were talking about, the Galactic Federation and so forth. You hear the ley lines. Now, there's a big ley line that runs from Delaware all the way to Colorado, and it's underneath the old Navari next to the Brown Palace Hotel in Denver, Colorado, where they'd be doing a human sacrifice. Now, go to my Radio Bar 4 or 3 and say, Anthony LaVey, the Church of Satan's father. He was castrated down there at the old Navari. Castrated. His father started the Church of Satan in America, and they even made a song about San Francisco or something. But it's serious. It's good versus evil. It's the devil versus Jesus Christ. And these are devil worshippers that eat another human's blood. They're drinking their blood to Satan. And they get off on the endorphins from the blood, is what I've understood from people. But listen to Anthony LaVey. Anthony was a father's Church of Satan. He talks about, oh yeah, your brother-in-law. I was locked up in that tunnel underneath Melman's house. Leonard Melman's house, my ex-wife, witch doctor's father's house, number one new door in Denver. Because they were bad boys, because they wouldn't let them screw them in the rear end, because they sexually abused children before the human sacrifice. Their own children. Now, Anthony LaVey, the Church of Satan's son, he remarried, and Anthony was a child. His mother was a witch. Ted Gunderson, the FBI agent that has tried to destroy my reputation, that was good buddies with Alex Jones and Jeff Renz, who tried to destroy my reputation. It was division number 5 of the FBI. Married Anthony LaVey's witch doctor mother. Witch. And after 2 weeks of being married to her, he went and got an annulment in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a record there. Anybody can look it up. Why? She kicked him out because she called him a 2-minute man. He couldn't perform more than 2 minutes and he got off. Jesus. But he decided to destroy my reputation on Jeff Renz and Alex Jones. And I find this pathetic that Alex Jones is consistently playing this game with the government about Sandy Hook. Jim Betzer had firemen and police that were willing to testify that Sandy Hook was a fake. It was a drill. The school had been closed down for two, three years because of asbestos. Alex Jones is taking a hint right now. In behalf of the Mossad government that he works for, fake. He's a stooge. He's doing this intentionally for the government. Oh, I'm going to have to pay this amount of money and the government will give it to him each month. But with that said, I have Nicole Powers on with me, witnessspeaks.com, and she's always been bringing forth a report that's excellent. And that's the reason I'm putting her on again. And she's going to be on every week with us. Welcome, Nicole.
Yeah. Okay.
Give me your report.
Okay. This report was inspired by an article on naturalnews.com, and it talked about the fact that the weapons that were found in Israel that were used against the Palestinian people came from the United States, and this got my gears going, because I thought about the 2020 election, and maybe one of the main motivations for them to steal the election from Donald Trump was to further the economic and geopolitical agenda in Israel. And I thought about Kushner, and we found out in the last report that
Nicole, when I say Nicole, let me interrupt real quick. Jared Kushner, correct?
Yes.
Continue, please.
Yes, and I thought about his investment firm and how they have a big imprint in that country. And I told you before that I think that Bibi may have allegedly have told Jared Kushner and his family that his plans for Israel, his future plans for Israel, and I felt as though it was very important and very vital for Kushner to be a part of Trump's administration to lay the groundwork for this transformation of Israel, not just politically but economically. I think that the war was planned and operated under those who are globalists and those who follow a different agenda other than what Trump may have wanted for Israel. And I felt as though that, the artist Kanye West said, that the Abraham Accord was nothing more a means for Kushner to make money. And he felt that Kushner had siphoned off a lot of power and influence from the White House so he could do that. And is that really an act of betrayal, because they betrayed him, his family? So I went into the fact that Kushner's main goal, maybe he wanted to be the Donald Trump of Israel with these massive land deals and the acquisitions of them, and probably building, you know, luxury apartments on the Gaza or whatever that he had planned.
Now, may I interrupt? I'm saying Nicole. Kushner, according to 007 Otis Johnson, was a Mossad agent who infiltrated the Trump crowd to his daughter, who was an attractive woman. They were nightclubbing in New York and doing their drugs and the different stuff. And Ivanka was doing her drugs, and he ended up marrying her. But remember, the evil, which is Jesus, Israel. Oh my God. 92% of them come from the Ukraine, which was fallen angel bloodline, and still down their blood that they don't believe in Jesus Christ. Now, Kushner had no national security clearance when he was attending every meeting with President Trump, his father-in-law. Trump probably doesn't even know how he was infiltrated. How bad it is. I could have seen that space-time, which it goes back to Nikola Tesla and the alien stuff and all the stuff I've been talking about all these years. They can look into space, into the future, into, you know, they can look into everything. They send people there. They did it under the Montauk Project. I talked to several people who were supposedly dead at work Montauk. The book, The Montauk Project, sending kids into space-time. Barbara Hartwell became a friend for a while, and then she became an infiltrator and took her payment all up. I helped Stu out. I know the CIA come along and make me an offer like they did with Tom Hennigan. Okay? And, look, I got the other guy's name. That's the reason I dropped him and don't have anything to do with him, because they got paid. I learned if you work for government, they use people like me. But that's okay. I've been used enough. And then at other times, after being used, I turn around and abuse, and I do payback, and they don't realize it sometimes for 6 months to a year, and they don't know where it came from. I'll leave it that way. I've learned to stay alive. But here's the deal. Kirshner is a Mossad agent, in my opinion, based on what I know. He's making money off the land on the Gaza, the beachfront property. And Larry Mizell replaced the fallen angel-possessed human being that the alien jumped out of the fallen angel robe and said when Milman died in 2004. Jumped in Larry Mizell because he was the chosen one by the 12 disciples of Satan. He has all that land underwater, all that gas and oil all along the Gaza Strip. And he paid Omar, the president of Israel, a friggin' bribe, like he did buying the Bank of Israel, to make it a money laundering operation, drugs in America. Mizell did that in 2004 to 2007. But he bribed Omar and went to the Supreme Court over his bribe of those oil and gas all across the beachfront property that you're talking about, Jared Kirshner's trying to sell for other people as they killed all these Palestinians. I think I've heard 38 to 40,000 are dead. Now, this is disgusting. But Larry Mizell, that took over for Milman, has the largest bank in the United States and is control of the Federal Reserve and Treasury, BlackRock, Blackstone, all Silverado drug money from Iran-Contra with the Clintons and the Bushes and Ollie North and everybody, Jeb Bush. Now, he inherited that from Milman because, as Oda said, whatever it was that lived in your ex-father-in-law, because he called me the day he died and said he heard he was dead. He said whatever lived in your ex-father-in-law lived for thousands of years before it inhabited him. Still, now he's inhabiting Larry Mizell, the chosen one. Like Milman became the chosen one from Meyer Lansky, who had the largest bank in the world. A Canadian bank or whatever it was called. Anyway, Milman formed from that bank Great West Life of Denver, Colorado, which is the largest bank in the world, subsidiary like Silverado was of MDC Holdings. He created a subsidiary company, HSBC Bank, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corp. Largest bank in the world. So Mizell's in control of the largest bank. Plus, he's in control of the largest bank in the United States and in control of the Treasury. But I wanted to bring that up because Jared Kirshner is over there selling property along the beach that Mizell intends on after paying his bribe and he got out of it. By the way, Omar, the president of Israel, that served underneath Bibi, Satanist Netanyahu, it's killed 38,000 plus Palestinians. Oh, are you facing some death time with Jesus Christ, pal? Anyway, they're intending on making all this money off of the Palestinians. But I want people to understand the Kirshner. He made this deal. He didn't have national security clearance. Why? Because he was a Mossad agent and Trump knew it. I'm not demonizing Trump. I'm saying, Trump, I'm voting for you again. Like I did last time to support you and help put you in office because we need you. But you need to shake off this sidekick of yours called your friggin' son-in-law. Kirshner, I do not like you and what you're doing to my country. Go ahead, Nicole.
Okay. One of the things that also grabbed my attention was the $2 billion that the Prince of Saudi Arabia, that he, I guess he helped finance his investment firm, that he's using this entity to buy all these assets over in Israel. And I really think that the attack that was probably pre- education. I feel as though this may be why there was so much opposition against Mike Lindell, because he said that those at the White House prevented him from seeing Donald Trump. And then I thought about that $2 billion, and I'm saying, a man like that, Prince of Saudi Arabia, he would not just outwardly give someone that kind of money without any beneficial conditions on his end. And I really believe that if the current tech, you know, that the military actions of the people of Palestine, he's full aware that this was a crime, number one, and number two, participant involved to be facing international court. Now, could it be that he had a clause in the contract of this release of the funds? Had a foreknowledge that maybe one day, instead of Kushner owning all these assets, because it was his money that made it possible for him.
He made another agreement under the Trump administration with Israel that really benefited him and Bibi, and President Trump did not realize his son-in-law was, pardon the expression, ladies and gentlemen, effing him.
But I really believe that the prince would not give him all that without any benefit for him. Because the reason why I say that, because I told you that
Kushner's benefiting from everything he's doing.
Arabia, looking at Kushner as if he had something to hold over his head. And Kushner did not look too confident in that. And so that's my opinion of that. But this is the article that was in the news that states the following. The weapons Israel used in the recent attack on the came from the United States. An investigation has revealed several hundred people were injured and killed in the attack come to the U.S. made by GBU-39 bombs. Investigation found, making America directly complicit in the Israel genocide. The fact resulted in at least 45 people dying, including one children who lost his head. Panic survivors could be seen running from charred bodies and safely as rescue and medics try to pull others from the rubble. A CNN reporter analyzed geolocation footage of the attack, which took place at the Poway Peace Camp. Experts confirmed that the remnant of American-made GBU-39 Amber bombs, the SDE, were present at the scene. Explosive weapons. Expert Chris Cobb, former British Army artillery officer, said that the high precision bomb type is designed to attack strategic targets using any ammunition, even of its size, will also incur risk in a densely populated area. So that's part of the report that you can go on Natural News and read about that, and you can open up your eyes further on our involvement and how the Biden administration is directly responsible for the death of those individuals, along with Bibi Netanyahu, and you can put Kushner in that position, because I really believe he may have known prior of this, and he should be held accountable along with the rest of.
I just want to add something, Nicole. President Joe Biden, and Stu Webb, better whistleblower's opinion, under the fact that they call me the jailhouse lawyer, and now I'm called Dr. Stu because of cyber terrorist attacks after 7 years learning how to control it. Here's the point. In my opinion, and hold your thought, I want you to give a full report. Here's my opinion, folks. Taylor Greene, Atlanta, Georgia, the congresswoman. She's a sweetheart. She's gorgeous. She's beautiful. She was single. Ought to be asking around. Dane should be rejecting me. She came up Tucker Carlson. I posted it on my website about a month and a half ago. You should be able to find it. Search bar just above breaking news there. Just scroll down a little bit on your cell phones. She says, "Huh." Everybody in the Congress and Senate need to be replaced. I don't want to get in details. Listen to yourself. She says, including me. We need to have the people rise up and take care of the problem, get rid of the Congress and Senate, including me. And she's one of the few honest ones up there, like Jim Jordan. I can name off others, but I won't. But I wanted to add that. This Biden administration and this Kamala Harris, who's a fake, she is even a U.S. citizen. Her father owned, her grandfather, which he spent several years on his big island or whatever it was. She was a white slave owner. She's a black woman. Her grandfather was a white slave owner. A white slave instead of black slave. Oh, yeah. She's grown up. How old is Kamala Harris? I don't know. 50 years of age? I don't know. But she lived there on that farm, that island, whatever it was, for good Lord, I don't know how long. Look it up on the internet. She is an even legal U.S. citizen. And she comes to the United States and she becomes a prostitute to go through law school. So she's spreading her legs to go to law school. She is an even U.S. citizen. She cannot occupy the vice president position of the United States of America. And Biden's a friggin' clone, in my opinion. Where they need to go? I'm like Taylor Greene. We need 435 Americans to rise up to replace the ones in office. We need the others, a couple million people, just to rise them up. The military would stand behind us, except for the upper echelon, as Otis Johnson said, if that day ever came. It'd be from colonels down would be on the American people's side. Some colonels up would be on the New World Order side, and they have to be taken down. But the military would stand behind the American people. We're getting ready to go to World War III. When that happens, we need to take them. And in my opinion, I'm not suggesting this. I'm not saying this. But there's cherry trees in Washington, D.C. that are used for hanging people. Remember, the shorter the rope, the longer they have to breathe, and for 5 minutes to take death, and you can keep reminding them who they were serving Satan. If you want a quick execution, make it a long rope. Go ahead, Nicole. I had to add my opinion. Now, I'm not suggesting that to anybody. We're about ready to go to World War III. Ukraine and Russia met again today. Oh, God. I mean, we're in serious trouble. Prayer helps. Prayer works. We're up against a demonic force, and we have to start praying, and hopefully Nicole will be praying every prayer at the end of this program. But, Nicole, I'm not going to interrupt you again. But that's Biden. Biden and that vice president need to be taken to cherry trees, in my opinion, along with a hell of a lot of congressmen and senators. And the American people need to do what Taylor Greene, Congresswoman Taylor Greene, suggested. Remove us all. Go ahead.
Okay. Can we pray right now and end the show?
Would you like to continue your report?
I'd rather not. I'd just rather pray right now and end the show.
Go ahead, sweetie. You want to close the program. Right, go ahead, Nicole.
Dear Heavenly Father, in this hour we are facing many difficulties. We have an election that will be heavily challenged, and we have a nation that is plagued with many problems. Families are fighting and waging war against each other, and we have neighbor against neighbor. and we have nations against nations. People are not getting along. But we do have a glimmer of hope and a promise, the things that you promised us. But we must submit to you. We must take all our cares and our worries to you and lay them at the feet of your Savior, your Son, our Savior. And stand on the principles and the commandments that you have given follow. And I have hope for a better tomorrow for this nation. And I have been my brothers and sisters in this nation who know you, who your Son. And may we all be in unison together in this hour and praying for peace and safety and the assurance that your justice that needs to be a part of our fabric of the country right now, because we have a president that's being persecuted right now. Protect him and his family. I want you to protect the brave men and women that are out there fighting a good fight of faith and fighting for this nation and this country, and also for all those around the world who want peace. And I want to do well. I want you to keep him sound and ready. Keep sound and ready. I believe that you will always get the victory. So that's what I lay my faith in. If you, not my own will, but yours. So I'm just thinking, Heavenly Father, for this life and this experience. And I'm allowing us to breathe another breath and see another sunrise.
I'm in agreement, Lord Father. I'm in agreement with Nicole's request. In your holy name, Father, in your blood, by your stripes, you, Father, died for my sins and her sins and everybody else's sins. I ask for her prayer to be answered. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Nicole, for being my guest this evening. Give out your website.
WitnessSpeaks.com.
Nicole Powers, folks. What a power kick. We'll talk, Nicole. Have a good night. Thank you.